Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to episode 24 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. I am trying something new today, and I don't think I'll do this very often, but it's a really pretty morning, and I decided to sit outside on my patio and drink my coffee and enjoy it while it's not too hot. I'm sure it'll get hotter today, but right now I've got a nice breeze, beautiful blue sky, and a kitten who is trying to figure out what I'm doing as she looks out the window. For those of you who are new, I am Summer, and you can find me on Ravelry and Instagram as Summer Yarns, which is SommerYarns. I also have a Ravelry group. It is the creatively named Kitchen Stitches group, and I am currently having a giveaway trying to reach 100 members, and we are at 95, and I will talk more about that in a few minutes. Like I said, I'm trying something new. I am having to hold the mic on my headphones in a position where I think it's actually going to pick up okay. I tried a few things, and this seems to be working. If the sound is bad, just bear with me. I'm doing the best I can, and like I said, this isn't a normal setup, but I just wanted to enjoy the morning. Let's see. What have I been up to? It's actually been pretty quiet around here. School is out and my kids are teenagers and they just don't have a whole lot going on when we're here. My husband's out of school, so he doesn't have a lot going on, although he is out of town. And happy Father's Day to any fathers who might be listening, or to the fathers of those of you. Everybody has a father and at some point, and yeah, I'm going to just stop. My husband is out of town. He is an astronomy teacher and an amateur astronomer, and he is attending a workshop at the McDonald Observatory in West Texas. He left on Friday and is coming back on Wednesday. So we are actually going to celebrate Father's Day next weekend. Other than that, there's just not much going on. My kids have had a couple of sleepovers, and I've had a lot of knitting time. Just trying to stay cool. It's hot here in Texas. We did go on a hike. I guess it was last Tuesday. The weather had actually gotten a little bit cooler, and we decided to enjoy it. And even though it was cooler, by the time we got out, It was still pretty hot. I don't know what the temperature was, but we walked about almost 2 miles, and the last half of that was kind of brutal. And that was nothing compared to what it would be later on in the summer. We did have an encounter with mosquitoes so we did this after work. One day when we decided to do it and picked up some sandwiches and we're going to picnic, and we drove to this one spot in Brazos Bend State Park and got out and went over to a picnic table and absolutely got swarmed by mosquitoes. I mean, this was something out of a horror movie. I don't think I have ever seen that many mosquitoes in one place, and these were huge. It was like, these were like prehistoric mosquitoes. It was awful. We fled back to the car and had to shake off mosquitoes and make sure that we weren't bringing them into the car. It was really disgusting. So we left that part of the park. It's a big park, and there are a lot of different picnic spots. So we tried another spot where we like to go, and we didn't see one mosquito over there. So I guess they were all having a party at Hale Lake. I just watched a recent episode of Sock Bunny, her latest episode, and she was watching a wasp, and I am actually watching a wasp out here today. It's a small one. Hopefully it'll leave me alone. What else? That was a very uneventful alligator hike. Although, if you've listened before, or you've listened to all my episodes, I talked about getting too close to the alligator a while back, and it making the big, like, I don't know what kind of noise it is, where it like snapped its jaws and made this really loud noise. Well, we were walking and we heard that noise again this past time. We weren't anywhere near an alligator. There's this lake has kind of a, I guess it would be like an island in the middle of it, and it came from there. So we're guessing a bird got too close or something. Lucky bird. Other than that, let's see. Nothing, I mean, really, there is just nothing going on right now. Laura and I went and shopped yesterday, which neither one of us are big shoppers, and I'm a bigger shopper than she is, but taking a teenage girl shopping is no fun anyway, and then taking one who doesn't like to shop is almost, it's really unbearable sometimes. But we actually had a fairly successful shopping trip. I don't know if I've mentioned that Laura is getting to go to Japan as part of an ambassador program from the Japanese government. She has been taking Japanese for 3 years at her high school, which is a language magnet, and they're sending about 20 kids over for 10 days in July, and it is at no cost to us. It is all sponsored by the Japanese government, and the only thing we have to pay for is spending money, and of course, you know, all of the stuff you need to buy before you go on a trip, which is what I was doing yesterday. As I mentioned, she does not like to shop, so that means that she was in desperate need of clothes. So we did pretty well. She got a couple of skirts and a couple of cardigans and tanks that she could wear under them. That it's, you know, one of the things that's really difficult is the idea of modesty is different here, where we show, you know, teenage girls show a lot of skin. Hold on just a minute while I take a sip of coffee. And everything that you, everything was sleeveless or tanks or, you know, that kind of thing. So trying to find something that was stylish that she will wear again, that she can also wear over there, especially when they're doing a couple of, or at least one school visit. They have to have something that covers their arms, not all the way, but, you know, they can't be sleeveless or tank tops, so she has to have like a polo or, you know, t-shirt, that type of thing. So we're hoping that the tanks with the little cardigan over it will be okay. She says she's not sure that that will work for school, so we may have to go buy a couple of polos somewhere. But so she got that and a cute little dress that she actually can't wear in Japan because it wouldn't look right with a cardigan, and it's oh gosh, it's got straps. It's really cute. But what else did we get? I guess that's it. But it was a pretty successful shopping trip. We still have more that we have to buy before she goes. So that's pretty much all I have been up to. Let's move on to the knitting. I don't have any finished objects. Still, I am making progress on a lot of things and getting closer to have finished objects, but nothing yet. What have I worked on? I am still working on my Mystic Spiral Socks, which is a paid-for pattern by Josh Ricks. You can find it on Ravelry, and if you're on Instagram, you've probably seen tons of people working on this. It is a really, really cool pattern worked with short rows. I have finished sock one, and I am on sock two. I am ready to start the heel on sock two, and I really need to pick this up. You know, pick up my speed on this. I've been working on that basically every 3 days. I've got three projects really in rotation, and I want to finish these by the 28th for Nerd Wars, and at the rate I'm going now, which is basically doing one section per day, I won't finish it. I need more days. So I'm going to have to, if I double up, I think I can probably finish it on time. These have taken me longer than I thought I would, especially seeing some of the people who have done them on Ravelry, on Instagram, where they have flown through these. I am not flying through these. These are going to have taken me about 2 months to finish when it's all said and done. I am doing these out of Kirby Werby yarns and Grandpa's Rainbow Suspenders, and this is probably the most fabulous yarn I have ever worked with. The yarn itself is nice, but the colors are just so fun. These are amazing. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to fit me all that great. The first one fits okay. The toe is a little a little big. It's a little loose around the toe. The second one, I think my gauge must have increased just a little bit, and it feels like it's going to be kind of big. I went down to double zeros, and I'm not going down any further than that for socks ever. I really don't think I will, because I really am not enjoying working on the double zeros all that much. They're just too small. But with such a complicated, I mean, it's not a hard pattern, but I don't think I would have been able to adjust the math to make it, to do it with fewer stitches. And it's a 68 stitch pattern, and I usually do 56 stitches. So I went down, and I'm trying to have a tight gauge, and they're not ridiculously big, but I'm just not sure that they're going to fit as well as I would have liked them to, which is really unfortunate. The other thing I'm working on, I am still working on my vanilla socks using the Opal Van Gogh in the Starry Night colorway. I did a little bit more when we went hiking on Tuesday or whatever day that was. I'm sure I knit on them in the car on the way there. And I'm probably about 20 rows away from starting the toe, if that. I may be closer than that. So these will be done within the next little bit. They are car knitting, so it all depends on how much we get out of the house, you know, how much I get done on them. I'm also working on the Tan House Brook Shawl, which is a paid-for pattern by Jennifer Lassonde, who is Boston Jen, on the Down Cellar Studios podcast. I am 20 or 21 repeats into section 2, which is the stockinette portion. And I am using Fibro Fibers Nightfall in the Into the Wool Special Edition colorway, which is a sky blue with pops of green, and it gradiates into a like a chocolate brown. And this is working up really nicely. My gauge, I think, is looser than most of the ones I've seen. In the pattern, Jen mentions something about doing it at a loose gauge. I don't remember. But looking at the other ones that I've seen, I think I probably could have gone down a needle size. But it's still going to be pretty, and I have plenty of yarn for this. It calls for about 400 yards, and I've got almost 500. So even though my gauge is looser, it shouldn't be a problem. I am also working on Hermione's Everyday Socks, and these are my work knitting. I have these in a bag at work. Well, I bring them home on the weekends so that I don't lose a few days. But I am using McMullen Fiber Company Squishy in the Katniss colorway from a Hunger Games club a couple of years ago. And this yarn, I probably mentioned this in a previous podcast, but I wasn't sure how much I was going to like it. It's not really my colors. It's kind of a goldenrod yellow and a kind of a burnt orange with pops of blue. Oh, it has quite a bit of blue and then pops of kind of a reddish, pinkish. And it's actually really, really pretty. I've gotten a lot of compliments on it from people who see me working on it and seen it on Ravelry. On Instagram. It's working up just really, really nice. I did not do a full cuff on this. I did about, or a full length leg, excuse me. I did, probably about 3 inches. I don't have it with me. I did the 20 row cuff. And then I probably did maybe, I don't remember. It's about 3.5 inches. And I am finished with the first one, and I cast on sock 2 yesterday and got about halfway through the cuff. And I'll do a little bit more on that today and take it back to work, and we'll hopefully finish that one by the 28th for Nerd Wars also. And not the last thing I'm working on. It sounds like I've got a lot of whips. It doesn't really feel like it, but Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it does. I am also working on the Elizabeth Zimmerman baby surprise jacket, and I am about halfway done with that. I think I might have said I was halfway done last week. I don't remember if that was from my, I copy and paste my show notes and then modify them. But I am definitely about halfway done with this now. I figured the math. I'm about 52%. I keep screwing up the decreases because it's similar, but not exactly the same as on the sock yarn blanket. And I've been off in my count a few times and had to rip back. But I think I've got it in my head now. Now that I know why I was messing it up, I think I won't mess it up anymore. I'm going to take another sip of coffee before it gets cold. Which it is already getting cold, but it still tastes good. I have discovered the beauty of the French press. When we did that last summer when we went on vacation. We went to Big Bend National Park. And we didn't have a coffee pot or a coffee maker with us. So we got a French press. And we ran out of Keurig cups recently. So my husband just bought ground coffee. And I've been using that. And it is, the coffee is so good. Anyway, detour. The sock yarn blanket. Yes, I am still working on that. I am still doing a square a day. I don't think I've missed a day recently. So that is going along swimmingly. I am almost 4 rows done on that. And I don't, who knows how many rows it's going to be. I don't know. It's probably about 8 inches tall now. It's going well. I'm really enjoying it. I am working. I don't know if I mentioned when I was at my mom's last month, when we went to Into the Wool, she gave me a whole bunch of mini skeins. So I have been working through those and doing, just grabbing one of those every day. And I have no strategy about where I'm placing them, which is whatever I grab goes in next. I was worrying about color when I was first working on it, trying not to put similar colors, but I've decided that that will just be natural pooling if I end up with colors that are similar next to each other. New on the needles, I actually did cast on a project yesterday. I cast on the Earthen Hat, which is a paid pattern by Alicia Plummer, and this is a really simple hat. It's got a woven rib texture, and it's a paid pattern, so I'm not going to go into too much details, but it's very simple. And, the pattern seems to be written very nicely. Like I said, I just cast it on yesterday, but I did have a little bit of netting attacks on that because I didn't misread the pattern. I'm making this for my husband, out of yarn that I bought that I'll talk about in just a minute. But, I typically do a 22-inch hat for him, and I didn't misread, but I forgot which set of numbers was the 22-inch, and so I did the cuff and the first round on, as if I were doing a 20-inch hat. And I do have a fairly loose gauge when I knit in the round, but I had gone down a needle size from the recommended needles to account for that. But I also did the German longtail cast on. I don't remember if that's what it's called, but it's the recommended cast on in the pattern. And it was really easy. It was the first time I'd done that, and it was really easy. But it's a stretchier cast on, so I'm thinking that it's going to be okay. We can wear the same hats. I generally do a 20 inch for me and a 22 inch for him, but we can wear the same, each other's hats. So I think that it'll be fine. What I did once I realized, I just went up to the recommended size needle, which should make it a little bit looser. And we'll see if it ends up not fitting him, then someone in the family will be able to wear it. I would just feel bad because I bought the yarn specifically for him. Enabling, that will bring me into my enabling. I'll talk about the yarn first. I ordered Marigold Gin yarn using a discount coupon from Into the Wool and got that this week. It was really kind of funny. I ordered two things on either Saturday or Sunday last week using the coupons before they expired. And I've never really been one to hide my yarn purchases, but I bought so much at Into the Wool, and I had bought a couple other things. I'm kind of feeling a little self-conscious. I am not, you know, Jimmy does not chastise me. He might tease me for the yarn that I buy, but it's not a big deal. But for some reason, I was a little self-conscious about having bought this yarn and the bag that I'm going to talk about. So I ordered it, and I actually was calculating in my head, knowing that he was leaving on Friday, and I kind of anticipated that it wouldn't ship and I wouldn't get it until Friday-ish when he was gone and I wouldn't have to justify it. Excuse me. But in to praise the both sellers, both of them shipped very quickly, and I got one on Tuesday and one on Wednesday, both of them when he was here. So, whoops. Anyway, the Marigold Gin yarn that I bought is actually for Jimmy. I liked the color name is Neptune, and this is a 100% superwash merino. My autocorrect on my phone corrected that to superwag merino. Funny. Anyway, it's 100% superwash merino worsted in the Neptune colorway, which is a charcoal gray with pops of blue purple and kind of an orangey brown. It's a very masculine colorway, and I wanted to make him a hat with it. So that is what I am doing. That's the hat that I am making. And then the other thing that I got was a Kicks and Giggles knotted bag, this is the first knotted bag I've ever gotten. And I wasn't sure how I would like that style, but I really like it. I am using it to hold one of my spindles and braid of fiber, and it's perfect size for that. And the design on this one is calaveras, which are the skulls, like the Dia de los Muertos skulls, but not the sugar skulls. They're the, with the kind of flowery, frilly looking, I don't know how to, you know, with curly cues and stuff. It's a really pretty bag, and those are on a black background. It's a really nice bag. I really like that. So that's my enabling. I did place an order with a Riot of Color, and I will talk about that when it gets here. So hopefully next time I podcast, or maybe the time after that, I'll have that in hand and can talk about that. I forgot to talk about spinning in my works in progress. I have been trying to spin at least 15 minutes a day. I am actually so much more comfortable with it that I find myself wanting to spin more. So what I am doing more is, if I have time, especially on the weekends, I'll just spend during a podcast. And you know, however long the podcast is, how much I spend. And I'm alternating days between the two projects that I'm working on. And one of these is the Spun Right Round Falkland that I bought to take with me to Into the Wool for the spinning class that I took. And this is in the Pegasus colorway, which has kind of a peachy orange and a fuchsia, some blue, and a bit of gray. It is, I guess, I don't know if that's a gradient, but they do flow into each other. It's really nice, and I'm enjoying that. I am purposefully spinning that a little thick, just because that's how I was spinning it when I started it, and I liked it, and I want to be able to use it, so I wanted it to be consistent. So I am taking time. I'm actually still parking and drafting quite a bit with that, just because I want to keep it consistent. And it is really pretty, and I think it will be very usable. And I'm going to, with this, I'm going to learn how to full my yarn, because I want to keep it as a single. So that will be a learning experience when I get to that. And I'm probably about halfway through the braid of this, which is pretty good. The other thing that I am spinning is the wooden spinner bat that I think I mentioned last week. It is a merino, silk noil, and angelina, and this was a bat that my mom gave me for my birthday this past year. And it's kind of an olive or like a mossy green, khaki green, with bits of brightly colored silk and just a little bit of sparkle. And I am so proud of this yarn. I had never spun merino. I know that merino is a little tricky to spin, but once I figured out the staple length, I'm able to spin it very thin. I mean, this is spinning super, super thin, and I'm able to go without really much parking and drafting. It spins so easily that I'm able, it's spinning like butter. I am really, really enjoying that project. Let's see. Oh, let's talk about the 100-member giveaway. I am at 95 members in the Ravelry group. I was at, I think it was at 94 and then dropped down to 93 and I'm back up to 95 now. And once I get to 100 members, I will draw for a prize. The prize is a Riot of Color sock yarn in the Key Lime Pie colorway, which is, I really keep meaning to bring this while I am, while I'm podcasting so I can describe it better. But it's a lime green, obviously, with the name of it. And it's got some other colors thrown in. And I've looked at her yarn so much when I was trying to decide which one I wanted to buy for myself that I'm getting them all mixed up. But it is a really pretty, I mean, it's mostly green. And if you follow me on Instagram, you can see a picture of it. And I'll try to put a picture of it in my show notes for this week. So you can go take a look at that. Rules for this are you must be a member of the group. And I have a thread set up for the giveaway. And in that thread, I want you to leave me a message saying what your favorite pie is. I have opened, obviously the thread is open. I've got a lot of entries into it. We've got probably about 40 entries. And once we reach 100, I will draw a name out of that thread. Not out of the entire member thread, but, I mean, not out of the member list, but out of anybody that's posted in that thread. A huge thank you to Painter Mom, who is the designer behind, or the dyer behind A Riot of Color for the gift. It is really pretty and it's going to make someone very happy. I have also opened a second thread. I think I said last week I was going to do this after the giveaway, but I changed my mind and went ahead and did it. For you to share your pie recipes. And a couple of people have. I have yet to. I want to share a recipe for chocolate chess pie, and I haven't found one that I want to do just yet. I kind of want to, maybe I, you know, that's a good excuse to bake one, just so I can make sure that I'm sharing the right recipe, right? Anyway, so please go enter, join the group. I feel like it's been a little chattier lately than it had been, and I'm trying to be better about, I go in and check it every day, and if you'd leave a comment, I'm going to respond to it. And I'm just not really good at groups. I want to have a group, and I am open to joining in the conversation. I'm just bad about starting the conversation. We are still doing our Christmas All Year Long knit along. The basics of this are in the group. Basically, you can knit something for any winter holiday. It doesn't matter what it was. You know, it could be Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa or Solstice or whatever you want, whatever you celebrate. And it can be a decoration or a gift or ornament, you know, whatever. It's just something Christmas or something winter holiday themed. And my goal is to do one for every month, and I've done three, I think, this year. I don't know why. I've just got so many things on the needles. This is a low priority for me. We will do the next drawing, the first podcast after July 1st, so that's coming up pretty soon, so get your entries in. I will draw from the April through June, thread, and the winner for that will get a $10 Etsy gift certificate. At the end of the year, I will draw from everybody that's entered all year long, and you will get, I fall in so bad on this. You'll get a bag from Absolute Wonder and maybe some other goodies too, but I haven't decided yet. In the kitchen, there actually has not been very much in the kitchen. I'm trying to cook more. I don't know why it's been, we're more organized during the school year. Even though my husband is home, it's just harder to get to the grocery store for some reason. There is a huge blue jay sitting on my fence. I really like recording out here. Hopefully it'll be pleasant in the mornings and I can do this more often. Anyway, back to in the kitchen. One thing that I have done, and I've done a couple of these now, and I will share both of them. I've done a couple of burgers. We do burgers probably about once a week. And usually I just fry them on the grill, on the stove, just because it's easy and fast. But I saw a recipe. Actually, what happened is my son mentioned that he had eaten at a friend's grandparents' house, and they had put jalapenos in their burger, and he really liked it, which surprised me. And one of the things that I found on Pinterest is a recipe for cream cheese and jalapeno stuffed burgers. I don't know what the title of the recipe is, but basically you take a burger, mix cream cheese with jalapenos, and I just used pickled jalapenos out of the jar. I took a handful, I don't know how many, and chopped them up in the food processor. Mixed them in with the cream cheese and put about a tablespoon or so in the middle of each burger. So you take, the amount that you want to make a burger, divide it in half and make two patties out of it. Put the mixture in the middle and then put the other patty on top and seal it. And the time we did cream cheese and jalapeno, we did them on the grill and they were delicious. I was not sure how much I was going to like it. It's kind of like, if you like jalapeno poppers, you probably would like this. It was really good. I really enjoyed that. And we might have put, I don't remember if we put any cheese on them. We might have put some Swiss cheese or something on top of them, or American cheese. It was a really good burger. And then last night, I decided to do something similar, and instead of using cream cheese, we used blue cheese. And then I just did those in the skillet. And they were okay. I think it was, the blue cheese was a little much. It was a little strong. I'm wondering if I mixed blue cheese with cream cheese and did that, if it would tone down the blue cheese a little bit and give it a nice texture. So I'll try that another time. But those were both a hit with both kids. Actually, the blue cheese with jalapenos was a hit with my son, but maybe not so much with my daughter. I'm suddenly having a memory of talking about this last week. I don't remember if I did or not. If I did, I'm sorry for repeating myself. On the menu for this week, Jimmy is gone, as I mentioned, but I'm trying not to eat out. A tendency when he is gone is it's just so much easier to just grab the kids and go get something. But in the interest of saving money, I'm trying not to do that this time. We have gone out. We went out for dinner, me and Laura and one of her friends, on Friday night. And then yesterday for lunch, Laura and I went and had sushi. But for dinner, we're on the menu for the next couple of days. I'm going to make oven-fried drumsticks, chicken drumsticks. I found a recipe on Pinterest that looked really good. I've done oven-fried chicken for years. My mom used to make that growing up, and it's one of my favorite recipes. But I found this other recipe for doing them. You do them in a cast iron skillet and using panko breadcrumbs, and it looked delicious. So I'm going to do that tonight, and then I'm going to do some kind of salmon. Jimmy doesn't like salmon, and Laura and I do. So we decided that we would cook salmon one night that he was gone. So that's on the menu for tomorrow night, along with some couscous. I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to cook the salmon yet, but however I do it, I want it to have a nice crispy skin. Yum. I don't generally grill when Jimmy's gone. I'm just not super comfortable with it, but I may try to figure out how to do that to get that nice crispy salmon skin. And then the other thing we're going to make is chicken tikka masala from a jar. We were on the ethnic food aisle in Target yesterday, and looking at the curries and stuff like that, and decided to do that. It'll be nice and easy, and we'll have that with some rice, and that will get us through until Wednesday. And then Jimmy comes on Wednesday, although he won't be home until late, so I'll still have to figure out dinner for that night. I would like to bake something. I've got, made sure I had eggs and butter in the fridge. Like I mentioned a minute ago, maybe I'll try a chocolate chess pie, or maybe I'll make brownies. I don't know what. Maybe I'll find some interesting recipe that I've never tried before, and I will try that. But whatever it is, I will talk about it next week. One thing else that I wanted to talk about. I don't usually do a favorite things segment, although I keep meaning to. I would really like to. I would say I don't want to steal ideas, but everybody seems to do a favorite things, or, two knit late chicks do thumbs up, thumbs down, and, everybody seems to do something. So I thought I would add a segment in, especially, maybe not every week, but when there's something that has especially made me happy, then I will add it in. And this week, it's a nerdy thing. And I've talked about things from the library before, and I guess this is my public service announcement as a librarian. But one of the things that we have that is really cool, and I'm speaking of this more as a library user, but I wouldn't have known about it if I weren't working for the library. I am reading a book called Grandma Gateway's Walk. And it is about a woman who was the first person to through hike the Appalachian Trail in 1955, I believe it was. And it's really interesting. I'm really enjoying the book. I found it when I was at work, and I was going through our new titles lists and happened to see it and went and grabbed it. But in the book, it mentioned that she had read about the Appalachian Trail from an article in National Geographic from 1949. And I remembered a year or so ago getting an email from the person who orders and manages our databases at work, where you can get articles and that type of thing. And she mentioned having access to National Geographic archives from the very beginning. And as soon as I read that, I was like, oh, I wonder if we have, I didn't know how far back our print National Geographic went. And then I remembered that we had this archive. So yesterday morning when I was reading and decided to go look for this, or remembered to go look for this because I've been wanting to do it for about a week. And I went in and I couldn't find it. I was really frustrated because I was looking for it as under the journal for National Geographic. And I knew that we had had it, and I couldn't figure out why, maybe we'd gotten rid of it or what. But so I did a Google search, and I found something that was like, oh, wait, maybe it's not listed as a journal. Maybe it's listed as a separate database. And sure enough, when I looked for the database, I found National Geographic Archives. And like I said, it has digital copies of National Geographic all the way back to the beginning. And I was able to find the article that Grandma Gateway found that inspired her to hike the Appalachian Trail. And it was so cool. It made me so happy to know that we have a resource at our fingertips where we can find these cool things. So I don't know how common that database is for libraries to have, but if you are interested in National Geographic or historic magazines, take a look at your library and see if they have this, or ask your librarian. One of the cool things, as I'm looking through this magazine, it's not just the fact that I could find the article. The ads for things from 1949 and the way people were dressed, and it was just so cool. I love that kind of thing. So that's one of my favorite things for this week. And I guess the other thing that was the book that I'm reading, it's a really good book. Like I've mentioned before, we're going to the Smokies in July, and one of our goals is to hike one of the paths that part of it is on the Appalachian Trail, so that we can say that we've done that. I would never want a through hike. That's just not going to ever happen for me, but I would like to experience a little bit of the AT. So I guess that is it for this week. I really have enjoyed recording out here, and I hope everybody can hear me fine. I think I'll probably listen to a bit more of this recording than I often do, and just to make sure that it is audible. And I may record out here again. I hope everyone has a good week. I will try to record again next week. I can't guarantee it will happen. We're doing Father's Day stuff. But if not, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good week. Happy knitting. Bye.